The Thursday, February 15, 2018, House Committee on Veterans Emergency Preparedness Committee is in session. I want to share with everybody the game plan today. We're going to move to the front of the agenda, the work sessions on 4038, 4039, and 4152. We'll talk about House Bill 4004 after we get the work accomplished. So I'm going to open a work session on House Bill 4038. Sione?
House Bill 4038 is the Veterans Omnibus Bill. It directs the Oregon Department of Veterans Affairs to study the siting of the next Oregon Veterans Home in Roseburg, Oregon. It also directs the Department of Veterans Affairs to study the siting of state cemeteries in collaboration with tribal governments. House Bill 4038 also directs the Department of Veterans Affairs to implement a program regarding veterans in incarceration. The bill also prohibits the Department of State Lands from destroying military medals. The dash twos, which are in front of you, include within the destruction of military medals, there is a provision that allows medals to be given to a custodian, and the dash twos include the Oregon Military Museum as a potential custodian.
All right, thank you. Representative Vesco.
Now, Mr. Chair, I move to adopt the dash two amendments to House Bill 4038.
Representative Esquivel moves to adopt the dash two amendments to House Bill 4038. Is there any discussion on this? Seeing no discussion, is there any objection to the dash two amendments, which involves the addition of the military museum? Seeing none, the dash twos are adopted. Representative Esquivel.
Yeah, Chair Evans, I move House Bill 4038 as amended to the floor with a due-pass recommendation that the bill be referred to the Committee of Ways and Means by prior reference.
Representative Esquivel moves that House Bill 4038 as amended be moved to the floor with a due-pass recommendation going through the Joint Committee on Ways and Means by prior referral,
question.
Prior reference. Any
question? Maybe I lost something somewhere. The dash. I know what the dash two did. Were we not doing the dash three?
No.
Okay.
What happened was the pro bono piece got caught up in the learning curve of legislative counsel, and instead of missing deadlines, we're going to pick that up in 2019. But that's a great point, and I'm glad you mentioned it.
Okay.
So, Representative Esquivel has moved the bill. Seeing any other discussion on the bill as amended? Seeing no other discussion, Vice Chair Boone, it's the Veterans Omnibus Bill.
Right.
So, if there's any questions.
No, I'm good.
Okay. Call the roll, please.
Representative Lewis?
Aye.
Representative Lively?
Aye.
Representative Meek?
Aye.
Representative Parrish?
Excused.
Representative Post?
Aye.
Vice Chair Boone?
Aye.
Vice Chair Esquivel?
Aye.
And the Squeaker? House Bill 4038 passes. Thank you all very much. That moves on to Ways and Means, and I'm going to push to hopefully get maybe one of us to actually be able to carry that when it gets to the floor. All right, we're going to close that work session, House Bill 4038. You thought I'd forget that. I didn't. We're going to open a work session on House Bill 4039.
Chair Evans, members of the committee, House Bill 4039, House Bill 4039 would, I apologize.
Can you speak up?
Sure, sorry about that. House Bill 4039 directs state agencies providing monies to private entities for the purposes of capital expenditures for research centers to enter into an agreement with the recipient to receive some or all of their derived revenues from the resulting research. House Bill 4039 also establishes the Critical Resilience Critical Priority Resilience Fund and the Critical Technology Capitalization Fund and the Critical Priority Innovation Fund. And the dash two clarifies that research centers does not include Oregon Health and Science Universities for the purposes of revenue derived from patents.
So just a refresher on what this bill is attempting to do. It's attempting to replicate what our friends in the education community have done for some time, that when investments lead to a monetization through a patenting process, that the state can receive a little bit, and of that little bit, some would be dedicated toward resiliency investments. So any questions on the dash two amendment? The dash two amendment, of course, was brought to us by OHSU. Seeing no discussions about that. Okay, we're going to vote on the amendment, the dash two amendments to House Bill 4039. Why don't you actually make the motion first? Yeah,
Chair Evans, I move to adopt the dash two amendments to House Bill 4039.
Representative Esquivel has moved to adopt the dash two amendments to House Bill 4039. Is there any discussion? Seeing no discussion, is there any objection to this amendment? Seeing no objection, the dash two amendments pass.
Okay.
Vice Chair Esquivel.
Now, Mr. Chair, I move to House Bill 4039 as amended to the floor with the due pass recommendation that the bill be referred to the Committee of Ways and Means by prior reference.
Representative Esquivel has moved House Bill 4039 as amended be moved to the floor with the due pass recommendation with a subsequent referral to Joint Ways and Means by prior reference. Any discussion on the main bill? Okay, seeing no discussion, please call the roll.
Representative Lewis.
Aye.
Representative Lively.
Aye.
Representative Meek.
Aye.
Representative Parrish.
Aye.
Representative Post.
Aye.
Vice Chair Boone.
Aye.
Vice Chair Esquivel.
Aye.
Chair Evans.
Aye. Motion passes. Thank you all. I'm going to close work session on this bill 4039. I'm going to reopen 4038 so Parrish can vote.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to reopen House Bill, a work session on House Bill 4038.
Chair Evans, I request unanimous consent that the rules be suspended and to allow Representative Parrish to record her vote on 4039.
Yep. Representative Esquivel, I request unanimous consent that the rules be suspended to allow Representative Parrish to be recorded as voting aye or nay on the motion to House Bill 4038. It will not change the outcome of the vote. Is there any objection? Seeing none, it is so ordered. Representative Parrish.
I vote aye.
Representative Parrish votes aye. I'm now going to close the work session on House Bill 4038. So we've gone through 4038. We've gone through 4039. We're ready for the next one.
That's right.
That's what I wanted to hear. We're going to open up work session, House Bill 4152. First, we're going to have Sione read the bill, and then I'm going to actually defer to our visitor.
House Bill 4152 would provide grants in the amount of $154,000 to sheriff's offices of Multnomah and Hood River counties for expenses related to wildfire recovery and mitigation.
And Representative Alfords, welcome to the committee.
Thank you, Chair Evans, Chair Boone, Chair Esquivel. Members of the committee, I spoke last week about House Bill 4052, and we have amended to dash four, which was requested through, in talking with Chair Evans, that the amounts be broken down in the bill. Multnomah County's share of the money will be $83,375, and Hood River will receive $67,625.
Dash three,
or dash four. Dash four.
We don't know. I wonder about that.
Keep going.
I thought it was just posted.
Yeah, it was just posted. That's all right. We're flexible, nimble. Right.
Sorry about that. They said it was already posted. So that will then disperse the monies appropriately for each agency, and they can purchase the equipment as needed.
Okay. Thank you very much. So just to confirm, the dash fours now are a greater clarification of what we thought the dash threes were in terms of where the money goes. That's all it does. Is that correct?
Chair Evans, members of the committee, that's correct.
For the record, why don't you read the amendment so everybody has a chance to hear it.
The dash three amendments would modify the amount of sheriff's offices received to $151,000 from $154,000. The dash four amendments keep that amount at from $154,000 to $151,000, but indicate Multnomah County receives $83,375 and Hood River County receives $76,625.
Okay. So to clarify, there's no change in fiscal, they're just specifying where the money goes. So I assume we can still move the bill?
Chair Evans, I believe we would actually have to request a new fiscal on this.
Yeah.
We can suspend the rules.
We can suspend the rules.
All right. So here's what we're going to do, what I recommend we do. To make sure we don't actually kill this young man, fine first bill, we actually make sure we get this down to Ways and Means where they're going to sort it out anyway.
Are we adopting the dash fours or the dash threes?
Dash fours.
Dash four.
So first we have to get suspension of rules to do so.
No, nope. Actually, we can, we pass it and then we get suspension of rules just to, as the motion as a whole.
We can, Chair Evans, members of the committee, we can adopt the dash fours right now,
right,
and then suspend the rules.
To move it.
Move down to Ways and Means.
Without the Ways and Means. Right. Okay. So now that we're clear as mud, dash fours. Thanks for that little hiccup. Now we're good. We got it all sorted out.
Thank you, Chair Evans.
Are there any questions about this particular measure? Representative Post.
Yeah, Mr. Chair. So not to be technical, but I don't want to stop anything from happening, but doesn't it have to be on hold for an hour, the amendment?
Chair Evans, members of the committee, Representative Post is correct. I misspoke. I apologize.
Yes, that's fine.
Then here's what we're going to do because we don't have an hour because there's back in session. I can't really roll it out because it's our day. So here we're going to do, we're going to move the dash threes and let Ways and Means sort it out. They want to be that specific, they can get that specific. I appreciate the work on the dash fours. It's wonderful. Fight another day on that one. We're going to go back to the dash threes.
Thank you, Chair Evans, Vice Chair. Thank you.
Because I want this bill to move.
Yeah. Thank you.
Can we do that? That's been posted.
No.
There
was a question.
I was going to ask.
I appreciate that. So, is the committee comfortable with the dash threes, which was the same macro amount?
Quite different.
Yeah. They just need to sort it out a little bit more down there. Let's go back to the original plan.
Different amount.
No,
it's 151. We're not adopting the dash two.
So that's the same.
No, dash three.
What about this piece here?
The dash two is a complete
unmanned aerial vehicles.
It would effectively do away with that. Because the thought was, if that bill was not moving, we'd use it as a vehicle for something else. So for those trying to follow at home, here's who's on first and what's on second. The dash two we're not going to move because this bill is actually going to move. The dash two would have been a gut and stuff for a different purpose that we're going to revisit in a different bill another time. Representative Parrish has my promise on that because it's a good idea.
And actually, I would say that half of it's fixed now through an upcoming administrative rule change instead. So the transport side, I still just need to find a way to fix the part side.
We'll work on the other half. The dash three is consistent with fleshing out the original concept that was introduced by Representative Helfrich to help out the counties who were trying to rebuild after fires. Mm-hmm. The dash three is enough. It has the right paperwork. There's no fast and loose thing on that. The dash four was simply trying to explain how the 151 to 154 range would be cut up. So it's the same amount. It's just where it would go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
I'm good.
Questions? Why don't we go with rereading the dash three amendment?
Dash four. No, dash three. Yeah.
Dash three.
Who's on first?
That's right. Reread verbatim the dash three amendment.
Members of the committee, Chair Evans, House Bill 4152-3 would modify grant amounts provided to sheriff's offices to $151,000 and replace allowances for unmanned aerial vehicles with poles, helmets, and helmet lamps.
Okay, that's the dash three that we're sending down to Ways and Means.
Right. Roger that, thank you.
Is there any objection to this dash three that we have before us?
I think I better make the motion.
I should make a motion to do that. Yeah.
I think I'll make the motion. Mr. Chair, I move to adopt the dash three amendments of House Bill 4152.
Representative Escobar has moved to adopt the dash three amendments to House Bill 4152. Is there any discussion now that we actually have a motion on the table?
Well, yeah. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just the $3,000 difference, I'd be more than happy if I got paid $3,000 a month for this job. I would just give my next month's paycheck if that would help the fiscal and the Ways and Means people. But I only get paid just under $2,000. Would that help?
Sure.
Okay. So
I think sure. The check out, too.
I don't care, but it's only $3,000. But whatever. I'm just – okay. That's my comment.
Okay.
He's sticking to it.
I'm going to take that as a leaning yes.
Yes.
Anybody, any other words? Any objections to the dash three? Seeing no objections, the dash threes are now part of the bill. Representative Escobar.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 4152 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation that the bill be referred to the committee on Ways and Means by prior reference.
Representative Escobar moves House Bill 4152 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation by way of the Joint Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference. Is there any comment on this bill? Representative Helfrich.
Thank you
for pushing this issue through. Counties that work hard to try to do everything they can in response to a disaster need to be helped. So I appreciate you bringing light on this, truly.
Thank you. I'd like also to thank the members of the Eagle Creek Fire Recovery Council, Regional Solutions, Hood River County Sheriff's Office, Multnomah County Sheriff Office, community leaders and members of businesses and colleagues and staff that for the work on this bill to make it possible. Chair, Vice Chairs, Council, or committee members, thank you.
All right. So, seeing no more discussion.
Call the roll.
Yeah, I'm going to call the roll.
Sorry.
Call the roll, please.
Representative Lewis.
Aye.
Representative Lively.
Aye.
Representative Meek.
Aye.
Representative Parrish.
Aye.
Representative Post.
Aye.
Plus a check.
Yeah, yeah, we're going to hold him to that.
Aye.
Vice Chair Esquivel.
Aye.
Chair Evans.
Aye. Motion passes. And we will send down the dash fours to Ways and Means as a helpful hint for what they can do. All right, we're going to close the work session on House Bill 4152.
See you.
And we are not going to have a public hearing or a work session on House Bill 4004, but I have a request for all that are in the room. I'm asking Representative Lewis and Representative Lively to work with Representative Barbara Smith Warner and anybody who has an interest. So consider yourself all invited. We need to find a way to make sure that our railways are more safe in a way that helps move Oregon forward. I have a feeling that until this particular challenge is met, we will be seeing this kind of bill often. And it is my request, dare I say my plea, for this work group to come to some kind of solution by January. Any questions about that? Yes, sir.
I wouldn't mind jumping on and helping.
Absolutely.
No. Okay, never mind.
I appreciate.
Okay. Thank you for volunteering.
I think Representative Post, Representative Lively, Representative Lewis, and myself, if they need comic relief, probably, but those three can do it with you.
I thought that was my job.
The point is, I believe that this measure was actually sent to our committee. We have an earned reputation to try to find a way that's not Democrat, not Republican, not rural, not urban. And I want to make sure we keep faith with the promise. The bill was sent to us. It's not moving forward this session, but I'd like to find some kind of meaningful solution that actually keeps people alive and does it in a way that is least impactful. So that's my request. Okay? There's no other business before the committee. I will see you in the funny papers. One last thing. No committee on Tuesday. No committee on Tuesday. Enjoy the time for preparation, but be ready to come on Thursday. We have a number of scheduled guests and some work to do. We are adjourned.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
All right. Well.